Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out to a wonderful show today. Hey, as a reminder, this show is for you and about you. Those of you that work hard, but now you want your money to work harder for you so you don't have to work so hard for your money. That you work because you want to, not because you have to. That you're able to bunk the whole traditional financial stuff that hasn't worked for years and do something different that actually leads to greater cash flow, freedom, and prosperity right now so you can be with those that you love when you want to be with them. So I love to welcome you guys out. Thank you so much for sharing the show and tuning in, because I love that. See that this show keeps growing and growing each and every week. It's incredible to watch how there's more and more of you following and tuning in, and we're here to deliver great value and rock your world, because I know that for me, it's a ripple effect that I'm trying to create throughout your life. And as a result, you know, I know you're not just here to create, you know, freedom and comfort for yourself, but ultimately to be able to have the ability with that freedom to be able to bless more lives. And so thank you so much for joining us today. As a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com, for blogs that are at least 2 years old, and but still great content, as well as a free ebook that you can download as well called Beyond Rice and Beans. I'll show the best ways that we free up cash. So today I've got a special guest on that I've actually been working to get him on for the last year. And the reason I've been waiting for so long is because he's been in such high demand that I was waiting for that perfect opportunity that might work to where I will introduce him to you guys. And so the guy I have today is Brendan Schwab. He's actually the CEO of the Shepherd Premier Senior Living. And just kind of a little backstory about Brendan. We'll have him talk about this, but he started his first business when he was just 15 years old, detailing boats and RVs, and he developed it into almost $1 million business. He learned, you know, from that point on, just about 10 years ago or so, he started to learn creative real estate things and even built up a rental portfolio of 23 lease options that he had. However, he found out there was a huge opportunity in being able to create money in senior living. And so we're going to talk about that today. So Brendan, welcome to our show.
Fantastic, bud. Thank you for being able to have me, sir.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about your backstory and what kind of led you down this path.
Great question. I began our first business at 15 years old. I did that for about 14 years. And by the end of it, guys, I just didn't feel that I was doing anything good. I was able to do cars, boats, and RVs, but I didn't feel like I actually had any true purpose. And I was looking for a different avenue that I was able to give back. And I would probably point out I was looking to be able to just help people. I mean, I didn't want to be just doing things for 50 plus years and at the end of it go, hey, I have clean cars. I mean, I didn't feel that was going to have any good purpose. So I got into doing homes back in 2010. When I got in, I was broke. So I had to do things kind of out of the box, and I figured out how to do deals without tons of dollars. I did that for about 4 years. I built up a portfolio of about 23 homes. I opened up our real estate investment club in the area. We had about 120 people coming. And then in 2014, all of that changed. I kind of thought I had everything figured out. I was at the different boot camps for Fortune builders, and they basically told me to go build up a portfolio of 20 to 30 homes and then hold on to them for about 20 to 30 years. And I found out quickly that there was a bunch of other pieces to that wasn't quite that easy. And then in July of 14, I got exposed to a home in Tampa where Kelly's dad was actually playing the piano at. And we pulled up to this house, and I was like, what are we doing? Because her dad plays at 328 homes each year for the elderly, tells very painful jokes over and over. So it wasn't very fun to go, because oftentimes we would go to these places where there would be 100 to 200 people. It kind of had that odor of, and then also a pretty uncomfortable atmosphere that I wasn't very keen to go back to. So when we pulled up to this house, I was like, what is going on? I almost felt dumb. I was just like, what the heck is this? And how could I be doing homes like this? And I don't have any clue what this is. And those 23 homes built up a passive income for me of about $5,400, Chris. And I thought I was doing good. that was kind of how I got first exposed to this. And when I was in this home down in Tampa, this was July of 2014, I figured out quickly that this home with five people in it was totally different than anything else I've ever been in. Both how the atmosphere was able to be both in it, but also the odor. And it was very different. And when I came back up here, I thought that these homes would be all over the place, and I couldn't find them anywhere. So I jumped in, and I also found out that the average person that was in those homes was paying $5,100 per month. And I figured out quickly that five people times 5,100 is 25,000. And I couldn't figure out, even if I was able to pad the expenses an additional 10 to 20%, mm-hmm. how the expenses would go over 15,000. I'm thinking, oh my God, Chris, this house is outperforming 23 homes two times per month. What am I doing? So that is how I was able to get into this business. I came back home to, and I bought our first home October 31st of 2014. We opened it September of 2014. And we've got 68 beds over five homes. And we just purchased 15 acres, and we are going to build an additional 144 beds by August or by April 2020.
Awesome.
Cool, huh?
That's really cool. So give us a tip of that first home. Like, so how many beds were in that home?
We bought the property for $250,000. We bought it off of the MLS. This particular property was in a town of 832 people.
Okay. Wow.
But what was cool in this house was 4,880 square feet. And a thing that's interesting is all on one floor. Those are hard to find, but the elderly don't do too good going up and down just stairs. So we found this house. It was on the MLS for like $400,000. It was on there for like 500 days. So we put in a all cash offer for $250,000, and mm-hmm. they took it. And I was like, holy crap. and when we got into the house, we got building permits April of 2015. And we overdid this house. I put $550,000 in. So I had about
$800,000 total.
Yeah. So I jumped all in, but I did that because I wasn't positive what we were going to have. And then two, I was able to ask, well, if I had our own people in here, what would I ask them to have? And I put 388 bathrooms in, sprinklers in. I went overboard and I added 4.5 full bathrooms. I took a 4-bedroom, 3.5 bath home to a 7-bedroom, 7.5 bath home. So I added 4.5 bathrooms. I converted two offices into rooms. Now that property has 10 beds total. That property has 4 private beds and 3 bedrooms with 2 people in it each. The cool part of it is I bought this house. We filled it up February of 2017. And today, which is April, we have been fully occupied without any open beds for over 30 days for over 2 years. So that tells us that the elderly are asking for a different type of option compared to these big places with 200 plus beds that really don't take good care of people. I mean, the biggest thing that we are different than everybody else is these bigger places, they have one caregiver at every 15 to 20 people. Mm-hmm. We have one caregiver to every five people. That's how you give good care.
Right.
Simple, right there. Done. Period.
Yeah.
Cash over.
and what's like the net profit on that property? I mean, you overpaid for some stuff to even make a total investment of 800 grand.
Yeah.
What's the net profit now?
Huh. So we did our 2017 tax returns and our profit after the expenses. Uh-huh. Now this is before taxes and before the owner draw. We had a profit of $239,000. So
wow,
roughly $20,000 per month. And I think that is interesting because I talked to other guys here today that constantly track down these big, if you took 800 grand, you could probably only buy about a 24 units apartment building, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The average door there clears about $138 per door each month after mm-hmm. all expenses. Well, that's only $3,500. So if we have a asset class that outperforms in apartment building 5 to 6 times per month, that got us very interested because it isn't just on earning money, although that has a very big piece to it. But like, I also tackled the aspect that I was trying to have a very good purpose. And I mm-hmm. felt giving the elderly a better place for their final chapter was about the best thing I was able to do. This feels like a big opportunity to grow what God put us here to do. So,
yeah. Well, that's the whole point. I mean, like, it's great to make money, but ultimately when you want to make money, you want to make money while making a difference, you know, while actually blessing people's lives at the same time. And I think that's the way that everything should be in any way, shape or form. You know, obviously there's some that make greater impact than others, but I love it that you're not just making money, but you're on a mission too.
Totally.
That's impressive. And yeah. And like you said, like the numbers are great. And I'll tell you this too. I mean, we haven't mentioned this yet, but when you think about the baby boomers, yeah, and my dad's at the forefront of the baby boomers. He's turning 75 this year, right?
Right.
I mean, there's a huge population of people that are moving towards this retirement. And a lot of people ask me, they're like, Chris, you know, what do you think is going to be like the next big thing? You know, and, you know, I don't really know like what's, you know, with the next recession coming up, what's going to be the big opportunity. But one thing I do know is recession or not, this definitely is at the forefront, kind of a leading forefront of what could happen. And especially because, like you said, it's more of a boutique type thing. It's not just like a big mill that you try to churn people through like cattle. Like you really are trying to give people good, you know, quality care that anybody would want to put their parent into.
Totally.
That's fantastic. Now, let me ask you this. I know now you actually have like a few people you're willing to train to do this because there is huge money in this, obviously, right? I mean, we talk about passive income on the show a lot. And if someone can make 10, 12% a year, that's great. And I know you even have a passive income opportunity too, but tell us a little bit about those if they're saying, hey, like I can see the potential in this. This is something I feel called to do or at least to learn more about. I know you've got a few like apprentice type slots available, don't you?
We got to a point here, Chris, that like we felt very blessed to be able to get into this opportunity. And so I've also kind of gone through everything the upfront 5 years where you go through tough parts. Probably at the end of the day, it probably cost me a couple hundred thousand dollars of just doing things backwards where I thought I was going to do it. When I first opened, I put 50 grand into advertising that didn't get me anything. I mean, just all those dumb things that I did. Yeah. So I feel that I've got the opportunity that I am able to help people.
Save a lot of pain and effort and money, you know, just by learning to do it right versus trying to fumble around like you did even with that first property, which still did you well.
Well, one of the things that I have found is anytime you're going to get into business is you've got to find the best person that is out there doing it and figure out how to pay them that to get them to give you time to help them. So a thing that I found is if you think the cost to pay is going to be just high. Wait till you are going to compare that to if you don't pay anybody. So I'm telling you the cost of just jumping in for us easily was $200,000-$250,000 of just doing dumb things. So as I go to different type of places, people always ask me like, Brandon, that is cool. Could you teach me how to do that? I open things up. And so when I did this, I was kind of iffy if I had time, because our goal is open up 30 homes by us by 2022. But I kept having people ask me, I mean, people building, and we came up with the option where we were able to do that. We are also partnering up with Coast to Coast Builders that are able to produce us turnkey products, and we are going 50-50 with them. Well, very close to 50-50 with them. If they are able to build it, we have three homes, 7,500 square feet each, just 16 beds per home, 48 beds total. Our projected profit on that brand new build is about $80,000 per month. So wow. I'm talking to people that are going, hey, so I'm interested. I just have to ask them, would you be interested in $40,000 each month? And that is $80,000 after expenses, guys. I mean, like, this is a different ballgame when you are able to get an average bed of about $5,500 per bed. And then between three homes, you put 48 beds. The gross income is crazy. But also, it's the ultimate feel-good investment, because you get to also help people too. Yeah. So it isn't just earning, but it's also being able to help give back to people. And that's what we are after. If I am able to help other people coast to coast be able to take care of the elderly, I would feel good. Our goal by 2045 is to help, 25,000 elderly be able to answer where they are going to go after Earth. And I can't do that personally. I have to help other people open up homes,
Right. Absolutely. So definitely building partners would be good to connect with and reach out to you as well. For those that aren't, I know many, in fact, some of my clients have been, begging for this for a couple of years now, where they've been saying, hey, do you have any assisted living opportunities? For those that want to do more of a passive type investment, what would you recommend they do?
That's a good question. I've got a place. It is probably best to talk to them personally and find out what they are looking to put in. We pay some good returns, but it is kind of based on what they are going to be able to put in, the average time frame. We typically offer a upfront pref, and then we also offer a back end piece where they could actually own it. They could own a piece of the overall upside. So,
right. So you get like a certain set return, plus you get some of the ownership interest too. So you get some of the profits, which is awesome. I love those kind of investments.
What I was going to offer is anybody that is able to contact us on here, what we would do is after you get your dollars back, we would actually give them the opportunity. If you tell me you were able to contact us from this particular podcast, we will actually give you the option to keep the equity after you get your dollars back.
Nice.
As an equity benefit.
So that keeps paying you.
Have to tell me you came from this. This is the first time I have ever offered that. So
awesome. Thank you.
The best way for anybody to contact me is Brandon, and it's schwab.com, and then pick a 30-minute time slot and we will kind of talk. I tend to prefer face-to-face talks, so we will probably do that and figure out if this is a good fit or if it is not. I mean, our current portfolio is we've got five homes, just 68 beds that will be open by quarter three of this year, but also we are building 144 beds, and that will take us up to 14 total homes. And our goal is to get to 30 homes by 2022. So I have to have help with investors putting the upfront 20% down payment. And our term is typically 3 years. So
awesome.
The best way, if there is anybody on here that's interested in, hey, Brandon, I want to kind of do it on our own. I put together a program. It's a one-day program. It is called babyboomerbustour.com. And what it basically is I typed up about an 80-page book kind of explaining what you have to do here. And then also they can come out to our homes and go through homes that are open. They can go through homes that are being built, and then also going through dirt that I bought. And I can explain why we bought dirt at about $220,000 per acre. Bus tours, we do those about once every quarter, and that is a option as well. And that's babyboomerbustour.com.
Awesome. And I'll put those different links in the show notes too, so they can access that.
Cool.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
So, well, Brandon, it's been a pleasure having you on. This is, again, like I said, an awesome, rare opportunity to be able to have this kind of thing here. So, again, I appreciate your time and your generosity and what you've been able to teach. I really appreciate that. And everybody else, thank you for joining us today. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.